Calling 911 when in an accident may just not be enough. Car accident, remember. After 911, call 411. 1-800-411-PAIN. 1-800-411-PAIN is a legal and medical referral service. Non-employee spokesperson.
Beautiful toasty day outside. I'm the Beast. We are here till 3 o'clock. Then we have baseball for you. Baseball. Been very, very good to me. So we got some football stuff to talk about, right? Dolphins are scrimmaging right now. Second play of the scrimmage. Word is Xavier Howard took a pick six. Back. Good job, Matt Moore. Oh, Raymer, you don't want to just cut that song off just like that. I'm different. You want to let it go. Let me dance. Let me clap. Let me sing. You don't want to just do that. Oh, what are we going to do with you? It's the Cleveland in you. We can't fix Cleveland. Matt Raymer, behind the glass. He's from Cleveland. He spent some time in Orlando. Don't hate on him too much. We think he might work out, but we're not sure. I thought that about the last person that I employed, and that didn't work out. Anyways, Antoine is in the assistant chair, just staring at computers and looking sexy. And to my right is a man that can launch hot takes on anything NFL, Trevor Murray.
Piping hot.
Yes, piping hot. Do you have a preference? You want Kaepernick? You want Cutler? You want, what do you want?
I mean, if we're going on pure talent, I'm going Kaepernick.
Is that what we're going on? Shouldn't that be what we're going on?
Seems like it.
Or no, we need to consider all of the political leanings and social justice and everything else.
I think it depends on what you think this team actually is. Like, you really think this roster is good enough to actually contend for anything?
Mm. Well, let me see how
you're not winning the division. Can we get that out of the way first? You're not winning the division.
Well, unless
you're not winning the division.
Well, I was going to say, unless Tom Brady's own Bane lab, like LeBron has his Bane lab down here in her strip mall down here. And every time he comes down here, something happens to his body, whereas he can then become a superhuman. I'm not suggesting anything. I'm just throwing that out there. Tom Brady up in Foxborough has his own Bane lab, which is actually bigger than LeBron's.
So he's on more steroids?
He's got more quackery going on. He's eating avocado ice cream. I don't know what this guy, that basically lives in his private parts, just does stuff for him. And I love Brady, but let's be honest, he's 40 and somehow is still, I don't know, it's still put together. But besides that, you're right, the Dolphins aren't going to win the division. But if J.J. is healthy... If they can find a left guard now that guy went down, they have a chance to be okay. I mean, they could get a wild card.
Yeah, I suppose.
I mean, the prediction of 7-9 before Tannehill got hurt, I think, was a little bit of a shot. But now that Tannehill is hurt, you can go one of two ways. You can either get Kaepernick and have a more talented guy, although it's going to take longer for him to get up to speed in the system. But, of course, we're still early. We haven't played a preseason game yet. Or you can get Jay Cutler, who knows the system but sucks.
I mean, is it time to go win-loss on the schedule? I haven't done that yet.
No, it's not time to do that. It's simply time to wonder what... Evidently, the Dolphins have already reached out to Jay Cutler, and already I've seen reports that he's signed a one-year deal, which I think is false. Because until one of the local guys says it, I'm not going to believe some sort of Bleacher Report situation.
Wasn't the report that it was for like $13 million for that 1 year?
I don't know.
I
saw it this morning.
It sounds erroneous.
Yes, that's what it sounds like. Wish I knew what that word meant. No, I know what it means. I'm going to get into this big time, but I know you study these things in a logical perspective. If it's about winning, if it's simply about winning, and I give you Romo, although I don't think that's happening,
mm-mm,
Cutler, Kaepernick, Osweiler, or the field, trading for somebody else out there.
I mean, the Osweiler thing is out because you would have to trade for him with Cleveland, and then you'd have to pick up most, if not all, of that contract.
Correct.
Right? Which they did when they traded.
Although we're going to have a writer on later, Mr. Alper from Pro Football Talk, who wrote about Brock Osweiler coming to the Dolphins. So that's interesting. So who would you pick? Who do you want to lead the squad?
Man, like if you're going talent alone, I think you got to go Kaepernick. But there's all, you know, there's the other stuff, and it's different here in Miami because of the, you know, the whole Castro thing with the shirt and
I mean, I'm going to get
Salguero calling him a communist and whatever else is going on.
I'm going to get into that, and I get it, and I may touch some feels throughout the show. I'm kind of prepared for that. That didn't sound good. Touch some feels. It kind of sounded some sort of like peta ass situation, which is not going on in my life. But I might spark some people with my takes. But I think you're
right. I'm definitely leaving before that, by the way.
Yeah, no. Get the hell out of here. The other thing is, did you see the news on Princess Leia?
No. I don't think so.
So there's a little bit of a leakage, not leakage. That's what happened with Game of Thrones, where I spent my entire lunch break yesterday not working, but watching Sunday's Game of Thrones on some hacked Reddit situation with like the Indian television logo up there the whole time. But let me just tell you what, no spoilers. Sunday's episode of Game of Thrones, holy crap, really good. One of my top 10 episodes of the whole thing. Anyways, it came out here that the way they leave, obviously Carrie Fisher no longer with us, the way they will deal with the storyline of Princess Leia in episode 8, it's episode 8, right?
Yep.
Coming out in December, is her, it's an eternal ending. That's how it was deemed.
Okay.
So does that mean she ends up in the as like a ghost, like the rest of the Jedi at the end of Return of the Jedi? Like she's standing there next to Anakin and Yoda and Obi-Wan?
Yeah, I suppose it's possible. And it also means that she sacrifices herself, because that's how you do that.
Right. So that's what came out, knowing that you are a Star Wars junkie.
Yeah, I am, and I got to tell you about this stuff. I'm going to go back 2 years here to The Force Awakens. I read literally nothing before that movie came out.
Right, I remember stumbling upon all sorts of stuff, and you wanted no part of it.
And it was honestly one of the best movie experiences I've ever had in my life, probably the best, because I knew
Han Solo was going to get killed.
I knew, spoiler alert, I knew two things about that movie, Jack and Bleep. Like, I watched the trailers. I watched the trailers, and I consumed whatever content was meant to be put out there. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I'll read the Vanity Fair article or look at the pictures and stuff like that, and I'll watch the trailers and all that stuff. But the fan theories I'm out on.
This wasn't a fan theory. This was an interview article with I forget who the director is.
Ryan Johnson.
Yeah. They just asked him, hey, how do you handle that situation? You know,
that was his answer to that question.
That was his answer.
Okay, and so, yeah, like until you brought this up, I had no clue that it was even out there.
This is not like a theory or like whatever. That's what he said.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So I'll go hunt this down. Is there any more to it than that? Is there any more to read than that?
I didn't read the whole article. I was quickly while watching hacked episodes of things. Right. I just simply saw that excerpt.
Yeah, I'll go hunt down. I'll read that, but
along with the porn.
I think I've seen it all. I think I'm done.
You've reached the end of the internet.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
I think so.
I'll let you get out of here before I start going off on social awareness.
Well, this just jogged this in my mind. I'll just mention this. You know who Sable is from the WWF?
No, I don't follow that sort of. I'm not an adult that follows fake sports.
She's not there now. She was like in the late 90s when it was at
I stopped with the WWF in the late 80s.
Okay. So I tell you who that I say that name to you, you have no clue.
No idea.
Yeah. All right. She turns 50 on Monday for anybody who wants to feel old. That's why I bring it up.
Jesus.
She's Brock Lesnar's wife now, as it turns out.
50.
But she was a, you know, she was a
she
huge.
Was, like a, was she a hottie back
oh
in the day?
Oh, God, are you kidding me?
And yeah, so now, I mean, now you feel regret.
Like, there, you know, there, this, she was on when their programming was a little more edgy, let's say. And, you know, there's, you can find pictures of her standing in the middle of a ring in a black thong and stickers of handprints covering her nipples. And nothing
well,
else. I mean, just
nothing beats that than, you know, me growing up as a Celtics fan and watching the great Celtics Lakers series of the 80s and being at those finals in 86, whatever. And obviously, you know about Jack Nicholson, but the other huge celebrity Lakers fan was Diane Cannon.
Right.
And she was hot as hell.
She was.
She's like 90 now. And that in itself makes me want it. Like, she was already old, but with like great plastic surgery and just a great set of purchased pairs of bazoombas.
Kind of like Marie Osmond now.
Right. And now she's like 90, literally 90, which makes a lot of my boyhood situations just... Exactly. All right, we're going to get to a first break. When I come back, I will get into this.
She's 80.
Whatever. 80, 90, does
still
it really matter?
Nah, probably not.
I mean...
Just a little further away from death than you had her at as being a couple seconds
just
ago.
Just dried up, so to speak.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Good. Oh, we can do that. Back after this on Misogynistic Talk 790.
Starts with one thing. I don't know why.
Rammer, you're getting into my feels, man. Keep that in mind. I designed this project. Now I'm going to get all depressed. All I know, time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings. You know what? Here, this is what we need. Seriously, no, because I want to go on like some rant. I want to just give hot take, hot airness.
I shouldn't let this ride.
Right, so let's bring this down. Now let's go find Bush Machine Head and restart the segment just to get me in the mood. No, because now I feel depressed, and it's like I don't feel like just completely crapping all over everything on some sort of major rant. I feel like talking about Chester and the whole thing, and now Chris Cornell's daughter saying hallelujah for Chester, and I mean, I'm going to start crying on the air. Oh, okay, here we go. This is good. This is hot take music. FM 104.3 HD2 The Ticket. Let this ride a little bit. The Ticket in Publix, where shopping is a pleasure. Present the Memorial Family Birthplace Baby Love event. Oh, this is such a good music backbone for Baby Love. Friday, September 15th from 7 to 10 p.m. at the Museum of Discovery and Science in downtown Fort Lauderdale. Expectant and new parents, I may be one. Who knows? You never know what's out there. Can enjoy an evening filled with activities, learn about the latest products for their growing families, exclusive discounts, celebrity photo ops, and chances to win amazing prizes. Sponsored by A&P Air Conditioning. Official sponsor of the Storybook Photo Station. For tickets and more info, log on to theticketmiami.com. Also, if you're looking for Riptide powered by Ford information, you can go to theticketmiami.com. We revealed that lineup yesterday. It's going to be awesome. As far as I know, Bush is not going to be there, but I do love me some Bush and Machine Head and the song. And let's get into it. The Dolphins need a quarterback because even though Ryan Tannehill is going to look for a second, third, fourth, fifth, seventh, tenth opinion, I believe firmly I'm not a doctor. I don't pretend to be a doctor, but he didn't have the surgery last year. Already we're having problems. If he doesn't have the surgery now, everything I've read points to at some point that knee is just going to not be worthy of playing on, especially for a quarterback whose game depends on moving out of the pocket and running, right? That is Ryan Tannehill's, one of his fortes. If we were talking about a Peyton Manning or a Tom Brady or a guy that just stood in the pocket, didn't really need a ton of lateral movement or spinning and juking and all of that stuff, okay, different story. But for Ryan Tannehill to be Ryan Tannehill, He's got to be able to move. So, from everything I've read, again, I preface this by saying there is no MD or DO after my name. Not even a chiropractor or an optometrist. Nor a podiatrist either. By the way, I'm into the Dr. Pimple Popper. We all know that. She is hot. And she pops pimples and gets cysts out in California. I would like to fly out there and have her remove some stuff from my body. She's smoking.
What kind of stuff?
Whatever. Whatever she wants to touch, she can touch. She's smoking. A matter of fact, I told my wife, if we're still together, which is doubtful at this point, at my 50th birthday, that the present is for me to fly out to Cali to have Dr. Sandra Lee, aka Dr. Pimple Popper, just do things to me. But now I found another wormhole that I've gone down, which is Dr. Nail Nipper. And that's a female podiatrist who clips fungal, thick, weird nails and like shaves corns and calluses. So now I'm into that grind. Who knows what's next? Proctologist? I don't know. I digress. So the right thing to do, I think, is, again, there's no scientific basis behind this of my own doing. I took two science classes at UM, and they were like They were climatology and ecology. Those were the two science classes I took. So nothing to do with anything biological. But in my own humble opinion, I think he should have surgery. I think it's what's best for Ryan Tannehill's career, is to get that knee just right. Now, listen, I understand there's contracts to think about, there's job replacement to think about, there's all that stuff to think about, but the bottom line is, if Ryan Tannehill's knee is not as close to 100% as possible, his future is in doubt. If I were him, and I'm not, because my wife doesn't just leave guns around in the car, then I would want to make sure that I have some sort of, you know, I would be on the best footing going ahead in my future, not people wondering about the status of my leg, because I'm a quarterback that would run around. Not me personally, obviously, I wouldn't be, but Ryan Tannehill is. Did you have a hot take, Antoine? Or no, you're just leaning towards the mic. Okay. You're in Jordan's position. Jordan is in the other position, and Matt's in your position. We've never had this many people on a weekend show. I mean, it's kind of mesmerizing.
It feels like a real show, doesn't it?
Except for me. Except for my part of it. Yes.
What are you talking about?
No, I'm just saying, you know, a lot of better hosts out there. Just from Raymer, we're thinking about putting Goldhammer on the weekends. whatchamacallit is, so here's the deal. Dolphins need a quarterback because I think Tannehill should have the surgery, but we'll see what happens. They've reportedly reached out to Jay Cutler. There were some reports that there was already a one-year deal in place. I haven't found that to be confirmed. Certainly the Dolphins haven't sent us anything on that. And until an Armando or Omar or whatever unctuous local beat writer reports that, I'm not, or a Shefty. When a Shefty comes thundering in, I'll believe it. Or Darlington. Darlington especially, he knows this organization. So until that happens, I'm not going to believe it. But listen, all reports are they've reached out to Cutler. And why not? Gase knows Cutler, blah, blah, blah. The other situation is Tony Romo. Get him out of the broadcast booth. Come back. I don't know. He's got back problems. Is that going to be better at 38 years old or whatever he is?
No.
Thank you, doctor. And doctor. 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 Doctor.
Doctor.
What movie is that from? Huh? Anyone? It's old.
No.
I'll let the texters decide. 67974 in the Coral Springs out of Honda text line. So I really think if we're just talking football, simply football, right? 2 acres and a ball, as good old Al Golden would call it. By the way, Miami and Temple have renewed their series. 2020, 2023. The Golden Bowl The winner gets a tie. It's going to be great. Needed that home and home. Can't wait to go back to Philadelphia. At least the vet is still not there. I remember covering games with the vet. Dump.
Just a tie? Not a rolled up sweaty shirt too?
No, the shirt needs to stay out of it because that thing is seeing better days.
Even though he's wearing a shirt, he's always too big and too see-through.
Enough. We've given Al Golden enough conversation already. Joke.
Did we ever get a shot of him on the sidelines for the Lions?
Yeah, there's been shots of him on the sidelines.
Is he still wearing his shirt?
No, they wouldn't. He's on an NFL team now. We have to play real coach. We can't play fake coach. Can I get back to my damn point? I think if we're just talking football, you got to go Colin Kaepernick. Now, this is where we run into issues because it's always something. And I get you. I understand all of you. Now, there's two separate things going on, right? For the rest of the country, it's the kneeling for the anthem and die American, blah, blah, blah. Get the hell over yourselves, okay? Welcome to freedom of speech, First Amendment. You think it's disrespectful? Fine. You know what Colin Kaepernick thinks is disrespectful? All the crap that he's fighting for. Which I could go on and on and on, but I don't want to piss you off more by bringing awareness to things that have been done to peoples and places and things and whatever. So get over yourselves. If the kneeling of the for the anthem thing is like a huge problem for you, if you're like, Mr. America, America, you got to stand for the anthem. You got to. If you don't, you're not American. If you're not American, you don't belong here. Need to deport you, Kaepernick, to where you came from. Where's that? Where'd you come from?
America.
Damn it. How do I deport you to America from America? Don't know. Makes my brain hurt. If you're one of those people, just like, please don't be a simpleton and try to grow up. Just saying. Now, the other issue is Colin Kaepernick and the Fidel Castro situation and talking about Cuba's educational system and what have you. And I kind of think that all got blown out of proportion. Now, what I want to play for you is it from last year? Antoine, pay attention. Produce the show. You're supposed to have information. You're supposed to be feeding it to me in my ear.
I'm doing it.
The Salguero stuff is from last year. Is that when it's from? Before the Dolphins played the Niners?
That is correct.
Okay, so generally speaking, what happens in these press situations is during the week, they get you on a conference call with the opposing coach and the opposing quarterback. Generally the quarterback. It could be another player, but generally speaking. So here comes Colin Kaepernick. He's in the middle of kneeling for anthems. Other people in the league are kneeling for anthems. And here comes Armando Salguero thundering in to represent the entirety of the Cuban population of the world with his line of questioning. Let's hear that.
Colin, one of the times that you made that stance about fighting systematic oppression, you wore a Fidel Castro t-shirt after the game. Are you not aware that Fidel Castro is one of the 20th century's big oppressors of people?
I wore a Malcolm X shirt.
And Fidel Castro was on that shirt as well.
I am a believer in Malcolm X and his ideology and what he talked about, what he believed in as far as fighting oppression.
Are you a believer in Fidel Castro who was on that shirt?
If you let me finish, please. The fact that he met with Fidel, to me, speaks to his open mind to being willing to hear different aspects of people's views and ultimately being able to create his own views as far as the best way to approach different situations, different cultures.
So it's good to have an open mind about Fidel Castro and his oppression.
I'm not talking about Fidel Castro and his oppression. I'm talking about Malcolm X and what he's done for people.
No, I realize you're not talking about it because it's uncomfortable.
One thing that Fidel Castro did do is they have the highest literacy rate because they invest more in their education system than they do in our prison system, which we do not do here, even though we're fully capable of doing that.
He also did something that we do not do here. He broke up families. He took over a country again without any, you know, justice and without any elections.
We do break up families here. That's what mass incarceration is. That was the foundation of slavery. So our country has been based on that, as well as the genocide of Native Americans.
Are you equating the breaking up of Cuban families with people going to jail in the United States of America?
I'm equating the breaking up of families with breaking up a family.
Wow.
So there's Armando. Now, listen, I thought he got a little too emotional there and kind of lost his reporter's journalistic unbiased, or what is supposed to be an unbiased outlook on things. He seemed to be in the heat of the moment. That's fine. You know, he basically knew what he was going after. He took it upon himself to put the plight of the Cuban people on his shoulders and went for it. And that's fine. And I get it. And I understand your plight. I've lived down here long enough to get it. Okay. I spent most of my time here in South Florida living in the 305, deep in the heart of areas that are populated by Cubans and other Latin Americans and peoples that whose plight's much worse than mine. But saying that, one, I thought Colin Kaepernick handled himself extremely mature and had answers for Armando. Certainly, I think Colin Kaepernick, I think, you know, Armando went in with the breaking up of families as if that has only happened in the Castro-Cuban situation. I don't know. I've read a lot about slavery. That seemed to happen there with millions and millions and millions of Africans. We've seen it in the Holocaust. I mean, there's been tragedies all over. I mean, obviously Native Americans got slaughtered when the Europeans got here. I mean, we could go all over history, right? All over history. There's been war in the Ukraine, Crimea. We could go all over history, all over the country, go every single spot, and families have been broken up. So I'm sorry, Armando, that Cuban families got broken up, and I feel for you. And again, I know plenty of people whose families had property in Cuba and it was stolen, whatever. But let's not sit here and do the tragedy plight thing, because there's plenty of peoples on this planet that can come forward with a tragedy or a plight. Okay? I don't want to sit here. You know, I was listening to Dan yesterday, and Dan said Castro is our Hitler. And I cringed, because, not because I'm Jewish and that specifically offended me because of that, but because we all, like, why do we all want to do this thing where, oh, no, what happened to us is worse than what happened to you? Listen, it's all bad. Okay? All bad. And guess what? For all the bad, I can find some good that Castro did. I can find some good that Hitler did. I can find some good that the slave masters did. I can find good that someone did, right?
Anyone.
I can find good that anyone did. Well, not anyone. There's a couple of people.
I was about to say, don't do that.
There's a couple of people that work here.
Yeah, okay. No, I don't mean that, but I'm just... Slow your roll on finding good in people.
No, but if you look hard enough, you'll find one thing.
Finding good in the monsters, I should say, not in people. You should always try to find good
but
in
people. But, like, do you know what I'm saying? Like, certainly somewhere in someone is one good deed in someone's life. Maybe it was when they were three and they, you know, hugged their baby sister.
Right.
But, you know, somewhere there's something if you go searching for it.
Correct.
But I don't want to get into this whole thing of... Let's compare tragedies and blah, blah, blah. Okay, listen, Colin Kaepernick wore a shirt with Malcolm X that had Fidel Castro on it. And the reason why he said he wore the shirt was because Malcolm X, who I studied a lot, I actually took a class on Malcolm X and have done a lot of deep dive into, because I had my own identity crisis when I was in high school and thought that I was a member of Public Enemy, but that's a whole different story.
Nothing wrong with that.
1989 was the number. Another summer. Get down. Okay, sound of a funky drummer.
There's no need to qualify it either. Keep going.
Welcome to the Terror Dome. Can't trust it. So By the time
I didn't do any of this. That was all you that did that.
By the time I get to Arizona, damn it. So
get to your point.
Bass, how low can you go? Death Row, what a brother knows, back again, once is the incredible.
You were trying to have a serious conversation and you did this to yourself.
I didn't do this. Sorry, okay.
None of us did this. It wasn't us interrupting you like we did last time.
Oh,
this
here
is
they
all
come.
You.
Here they all come in. Lay off the topic. It's something you can't possibly understand. Someone says, Malcolm X would tell a liberal like, white liberal like you to go bleep off. Good. Perfect. Wonderful. Welcome to free speech society. Doesn't offend me. I get it. Do you get me? That's what we're all about. Do we understand each other?
Are we trying?
That is a valid question. Back to Kaepernick for a situation, okay? We're going to sit here and judge him because he wore a t-shirt that had Fidel Castro on it. Maybe not the best look, I get you. And he said the Cuban, he said Castro spent more money on education than incarceration. I think this may be a bit of a faulty claim because we're getting statistics from the Cuban government, which may not be truthful at best. But again, we go through this over and over again where we try to compare plights and tragedies. Here's the bottom line. Colin Kaepernick didn't kill anybody. As my old friend Neil Rogers would say, he never stole a freight train legally. Maybe even it did, but nothing too ridiculous. I don't really have his legal background with me.
How you said a freight train legally? And that's just you buying it?
It's just a damn term of English. All I'm saying is, we're talking about the world of sports, okay? We're talking about a pigskin. We're talking about guys bashing their heads into each other. We're talking about a sport in which all these guys can't remember themselves. We're talking about a sport in which my partner in crime during the middays, Leroy Horde, can't feel half his body unless he goes to the gym for 3 hours every day at 5 a.m. in order to just feel like he can walk around. That's what we're talking about. It's the playground. It's the playpen. It's the sandbox. And now you want to start applying your view, your global views, and your views of the world to a sport. Get the hell over yourself. It's like the, listen, I'm a member of the tribe. I'm a Jew. Guess what? I still watch Lethal Weapon and enjoy it.
Wait, are you not supposed to?
Yeah, evidently I'm not supposed to.
What's wrong with Lethal Weapon?
Well, Mel Gibson can be a bit of an anti-Semite.
Okay, but was that, did he do that while he was doing that movie?
I mean, maybe he was. I don't know, but I like the movie. So I'm just saying, what do you want to do? Do you want to win football games or make some sort of political statement and suck? You choose. We're in the world of sports. This isn't, we're not playing, geothermonuclear war with Matthew Broderick at a really old computer and a dial-up modem. Professor Falcon. Back after this in the ticket. I'm chuckling because there's so many people that think this is a patriotic song and America, yeah! Springsteen, Born in the USA, man. You have no idea what the song is talking about, but that's okay. The Beast back here on a Saturday. Yeah. Are people upset at me? Yes. Are people agreeing with me? Yes. It's equal on the text machine. So for those of you pissed at me, go talk to the other side that's happy with me. For those of you happy at me, go talk to the other side that's pissed at me, and then maybe we'll understand each other. Just saying. All right. Enough with my diatribe on that. The Miley point is this. Really what it comes down to is, do you want to win football games or not? Because if you do, Colin Kaepernick is probably the better quarterback than Jay Cutler. If you don't let anything else get in the way. That's my point. Now, it seems like in the end, maybe it won't matter because it seems like they're further along in pursuing Cutler than they are Kaepernick. And Jordan and Twan and Raymer, if we could stay on the social media and make sure that we're not missing any potential news and also monitor some stuff coming out of the scrimmage. So, like, have your boys Perkins and Armando and Omar going. Because I can't find. Oh, we get some news. All right. So as of 10:50 a.m., so 2 hours ago, Jay Cutler hasn't made any decisions. Stay tuned for an actual on the record. Barry just tweeted 42 minutes ago, which I didn't see before I started the show, that Jay Cutler's TV agent is in the house at Dolphin Stadium or Hard Rock Stadium. So I would expect something to be imminent, I guess, at that point. And then my whole argument is basically moot. Although then if Jay Cutler becomes a quarterback for the Dolphins and doesn't win, then it's going to be second guessing about should you have gotten Kaepernick. The Dolphins can't buy a break. That's another topic we need to get to. How the hell do you lose your quarterback? You're starting running back to the concussion protocol. And I know, like, Leroy and DJ and Romberg are all kind of poo-pooing this, saying, listen, Jay Jai got his bell rung. He's going to want to stay out. It's camp. It's preseason. Like, there's no reason for him to practice. I get that. Fine. But there's a bazillion pages of data that talk about what happens after you get a concussion and the likelihood of another concussion, and then another concussion, and then another concussion, and he's a running back, and he hits somebody in the head every time he touches the football, and that worries me if I'm a Dolphin. Hashtag just saying. Also, you lost your left guard to an arm injury, and Mike Pouncey has no hips. So if I'm a Dolphin, I'm really happy about the receiving core and the upgrade at tight end. But now I've got to start to worry about the rest of the offense. Oh, and the defense was the weak link last year. Now we've got to worry about that. So, the Dolphins definitely have a plight. They've got a problem. And it has nothing to do with the Patriots. It has to do with themselves. Listen, if Adam Gase feels more comfortable with Jay Cutler than Colin Kaepernick, I get it. He's worked with him. He knows him. Cutler knows the system. It all makes sense. But I don't think it takes a genius or a quarterback whisperer to say there's more upside in Colin Kaepernick. But maybe you don't care about upside. Maybe you just care about a stopgap. Maybe you just care about a guy that can play this season, one season, and Tannehill's back next year, and you don't care, and you have that kind of faith. Clearly, though, for those of you that are saying, just roll out there with Matt Moore, look what he did last year before he took a helmet to the face, to the chin. I'm guessing the Dolphins don't feel as good about Matt Moore rolling out there for 16 games. Just a guess. Mark Cuban now thundering in, says Colin Kaepernick's protest wouldn't keep him off an NBA roster. Never mind. I was going to start talking about demographics of fans that watch sports, but that's a conversation for a different time. All right, we've got Jason Alper coming up at 105.
Josh
Alper. I think I tweeted that Jason Alper was joining us. So some dude on Twitter now thinks that he's coming on at 105. Huh.
Look what you've done.
What is it, Josh Alper?
Josh Alper. Joshua Alper.
from
ProFootballTalk.com.
I'm fixing this route now. I don't know Josh Alper's. I hope his handle is Josh Alper, because that's what I tweeted. Otherwise, some other dude is going to think that they're coming on. So Josh Alper wrote about Brock Osweiler possibly being something for the Dolphins. They'd have to give up a lot. Do you really want anything from Cleveland?
Is it better than Cutler?
No.
Osweiler's not better than Cutler, you don't think? He's worked with Gase. I mean, not extensively, but he picked him when he was in Denver.
I mean, now we're splitting hairs. Brock Osweiler versus Jay Cutler to me is like, I mean, unless you guys give me some definitive numbers that prove there's a big difference between the two, to me, you're talking about the same.
It's the same guy.
I don't know if it's the same guy, but it's certainly in the same. Like, if we're doing that whole top 10 quarterbacks, middle 10 quarterbacks, bottom 10 quarterbacks, it's in the same area. That's what we're looking at. But it's looking more like it's going to be Jay Cutler as the news continues to pour in from Hard Rock Stadium. So we will see what happens there. All right, we'll take a break. I've already spoken way too much. We are going to, on the other side, be joined by Josh Alper. He writes for Pro Football Talk. There's got to be a Jason Alper in this world because he has a Twitter handle that I tweeted at. I don't know what he does, but he will not be joining us unless he wants to. And maybe we can have the whole Alper family on. And in which case, I think that would make for a delightful radio show. Also coming up, as the Dolphins are scrimmaging, James Walker now saying, Barry Jackson. Oh, no. So Gase must be talking right now. The scrimmage must be over. Gase confirms he spoke to Cutler and that Cutler indicated interest in Dolphins. No deal at this point. That's the latest. His agent's in the house, though, at the stadium. What do you think is going to happen right now? Anyone? Anyone want to take a guess? Put your hand up in there if you know. If you know what's going to happen. No? No one's putting their hand up. Come on. All right, we take a break. On the other side, we talk to Josh Alper from Pro Football Talk. We get some insight. See, I said yesterday I would rather have insight from outside of the market on this whole situation as to not be bogged down into what is going on here. Have someone from the outside view things. So we will do that, and we will... then on the an hour from now, we'll be joined by Chris Perkins, who will bring us the latest in the Dolphins and Cutler and all that stuff. And in between, I'll piss people off after this in the ticket.